الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الذين نزل على رسوله الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان والصلاة والسلام على هادي البشير والسراج المنير أما بعد فيا أيها الكرام وأحبة فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعلمون صدق الله العظيم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الرجل لا يتكلم بالكلمة لا يرى به لا يرى بها بأسا يهوي بها 70 خريفا في النار وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أيضا ويل للذين يحدثوا بالحديث ليضحك به الكون فيكذب ويل له ويل له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My dear respected Muslims, in the above riwayat which have been mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a very serious and strict warning, whilst in a hidden way he expresses the rights of Muslims between themselves, but in an apparent way he gives a very severe warning about our speech, the words that we use, the choice of words we use, the manner in which we speak to people. Those things that comes out of our mouth sometimes affects other people. Those people who speak and they do not care who is affected by it, who becomes embarrassed, who is humiliated by our speech. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us a very serious warning. Because in a long narration which is mentioned by Imam Bukhari and also Imam Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam outlining the duties of believers between themselves, he says, "Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana," become, O servants of Allah, brothers between yourselves. Aye, a Muslim should not hurt another Muslim, whether it is physical injury or by words, he uses words to hurt him. He says also, a Muslim should not lie against another Muslim. Rather, what should we become? Obedient servants between yourselves. Also become brothers between yourselves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in these riwayats, he outlined two categories of people that may be the same category of persons, but in two separate narrations he brings two separate things, but it can become one. Sometimes a person says something and it becomes injurious to another person, and then on the other hand a person hears something and he adds to it. What he hears, he elaborates upon it. So when he transmits what he hears, a little extra comes in. A little this comes in, a little that comes in. And he spices it up so that when it comes out of his mouth, it becomes something different to when it came to his ears. My dear respected Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking about this, he says, "Inna ar-rajula la yatakallamu bil kalimati." Verily a man, he says something or he speaks some words And it also includes for women, verily man and woman, they may say something sometimes. What they hear, they may speak some words. لا يرى بها بأسا. And they don't care what they say, or they see nothing wrong in what they are saying. And this is something that happens regularly. Sometimes a person says something and he do not care how it comes out of his mouth or who becomes affected by it. But people move around with this ideology that that is my prerogative and I can say what I want, how I want, to whom I want. But that is not Islamic prerogatives. That is not Islamic prerogatives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that a man speaks some words, la yara biha ba'san, and when he speaks, he does not see anything wrong in what he says. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, but he may not see it, but what will happen to him? Yahwi biha 70 kharifan fi an-nar. Allah will cast him, or he will be cast 70 years into the fire of Jahannam because of what he said. Because of what he said, Allah will throw him, Allah will cast him 70 years deep into the fire of Jahannam because of the words that he uses, because of what he said. And sometimes, my dear respected Muslims, a person may think to himself that my salat, it is protected, and that is good enough. All I have to do is perform my salat, because I will be accountable for my salat. I have to pay my zakat, I will be accountable for my zakat. I have to fast in the month of Ramadan, I will be accountable for these things. My action, they forget about the usage of the tongue. But these things are compulsory upon a person on an individual basis. You don't have a choice in a matter. You have to do it. You have to perform your salat if you are wearing a bandage. Islam has given you the allowance to make masa over the bandage. No excuses to miss your salat. Even though a person cannot perform wudu on his own, he can perform the wudu using the assistant of another person in order to accomplish his salat. If even he cannot go into water, he cannot touch water, Allah has given a person the option of performing tayammum. No excuse Allah gives the person whatsoever to miss his prayer. This is compulsory upon you. You will be questioned about it, no doubt. But sometimes we think these are the only thing Allah will hold us accountable for. But this is not the only thing. The things that we know, they are not the only thing that may cause us to be destroyed. These are not the only thing that Allah will take us into account for. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that man who speaks such words and he does not see anything wrong in what he is saying, Allah will throw him 70 years into Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam. A person performs his salat to be protected from that fire. He fasts in the month of Ramadan to be protected from that fire. But if his tongue, he does not take control of his tongue, then what will happen to him? This hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari, by Imam Muslim, by Imam Tirmizi, Ibn Majah, Imam Ahmad. In his Musnad, they have mentioned this riwayat. It is an authentic riwayat. Once a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, O Messenger of Allah, would I be held responsible for my tongue, the usage of my tongue, the words which I speak, would I be held responsible for it? He said, it is because of your tongue you will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. It is because of your tongues you will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So my dear respected Muslims, a person speaks, he don't see anything wrong in what he is saying, and he don't care who is affected by his speech. But a person might think that that is all right, But he must be careful of what he say, lest that all his action would not be able to protect him on the day of Qiyamah from being thrown into the fire of Jahannam because of what he used to say. What he used to say that affects other people. In the other riwayat, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, وَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُحَدِّثُوا بِالْحَدِيثِ. Woe to that person who narrates a saying, لِيُضْحِكَ بِهِ الْقَوْمِ, in order to make people laugh, to get a good joke and laugh out of it. فَيَكْذِبُ, whilst he is lying. وَيْلٌ لَهُ, وَيْلٌ لَهُ. Woe unto that person. Woe unto that person. My dear respected Muslims, many a times reading the Quran, you will see the word wail, wailul lil mutaffifin, coming. Woe to those people who gives in short measures. Many other places in the Quran, you will see it. Many riwayats you will read, narration, hadith you will read, you will see the word coming. What is wailun? Does wailun carry a simple meaning as woe? The mufassirin of the hadith, of ahadith, they say that wailun has two meanings. One, it is a curse or destruction that comes from Allah and His Messenger. It is a curse or a destruction that comes from Allah and His Messenger. Wailun also refers to a deep valley in Jahannam. It also refers to a deep valley in Jahannam. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, وَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُحَدِّثُوا بِالْحَدِيثِ, woe to that person who speaks some words. Not narrate hadith. Hadith, we hear hadith and we think that every time the word hadith is used, it means, hadith just means speech. The literal meaning of hadith means speech, words, a saying. Woe to that person who narrates something, لِيُضْحِكَ بِهِ الْقَوْمِ, in order to make people laugh. فَيَكْذِبُ, whilst he is lying, or while he lies, whilst he is speaking, he says, وَيْلٌ لَهُ, وَيْلٌ لَهُ, woe to that person, woe to him. My dear respected Muslims, the two meaning can come into effect. One, because that destruction that comes upon him, he falls under these categories of people. One, he speaks such words, and when he speaks, he don't care what he says about people, because to himself, he sees nothing wrong in what he is saying. So he says anything he wants to say. This is my mouth and nobody is paying tax for it. That is Trinidadian talk. My mouth and nobody is paying tax for my mouth, so I can say what I want to say. Who vex laws? That is how we think. That is what we say. So that person, he speaks and he says, and he don't care what he says, because he feels to himself that nothing is wrong in what I'm saying. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his other riwayat, he says, woe to that person who speaks some words in order to get a laugh out of what he is saying. He gets a laugh whilst he lies about what he is saying. Lying in speech is so severe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, even to this extent, that Allah will punish a person severely, such a person who narrates an incident that he claims to see in his dream, but he did not see it. He makes up something that he dreamt. He feels to what? To get popular? To steal the show? To become the popular guy or a popular girl on the block? So he narrates something and he lies, or he hears something from someone and then he adds to it, puts in a little this and adds a little that. He goes by this one and he speaks and he says something, but he adds extra to it. He makes, sometimes you make people's life a laughing stock. Use them as a center of attraction, probably for your ulterior motives. You have people who lie, have ulterior motives for lying. and then you make it up and everybody have a big laugh about it. What is the punishment for it? What is the punishment for it? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns us about that. It is a warning, and also he speaks about the rights of a believer, telling us in a very subliminal manner that a Muslim should not lie upon another Muslim. A Muslim should not cause wrong, hurt, or harm to another Muslim. A Muslim must conceal the fault of his Muslim brother. And he has spoken about this extensively, the faults of other people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, whosoever conceals the fault of his Muslim brother, Allah will conceal his fault on the day of Qiyamah. Whosoever exposes the fault of his Muslim brother, Allah will expose your faults here in this world, in the eyes of people, and in the hereafter, in front of every single man, woman, and child. So we need to weigh our options a little bit. Do we want our faults being exposed here? Nobody likes stuff to be made up and said about them. Nobody likes things to be said about them. Humiliating things, nasty things, bad things. However we want to phrase it. When people make some stuff about other people, acts of despraising him, slandering him, bad, ugly things, what do you think that you are doing, not to that person, but to yourself? Yes, we pray our salat. Yes, we fast in the month of Ramadan. We do all these things. But my dear respected Muslim, our tongue needs to be controlled. It needs to be controlled. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala, and he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once, and he says, O Messenger of Allah, what is salvation? We hear about salvation, yes. Salvation in the hereafter. Whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he will achieve salvation in the hereafter. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, what is salvation? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, salvation is to control your tongue. Watch what you are saying. Watch your speech. Be careful of what you say, who you say it to, and how you say it. Sometimes body language also is a very destructive thing. We hear something in a subtle manner, but the way we put it forward and our hands move and our mouth move and the way we say it, it comes out in a different manner. He says salvation is to take control of your tongues. Be careful of what you say. Every speech of man, Allah will hold you accountable for it. We know that Allah will hold us accountable for our salat and our fast and our hajj. These things, but we forget about our tongues. We forget about that. He goes on to say, salvation is to make your home sufficient for you. He says, and to weep over your own sins. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the farthest person in the sight of Allah is a hard-hearted person. Al-qalb al-qasi. A hard-hearted person. He don't care about anybody else besides himself. He can say what he wants, how he wants, to whom he wants, and he don't care. He just says what he feels to say. And this is not a good practice. It is a bad quality. Whilst we work towards eliminating the bad qualities from our own selves, it is also a bad quality. This is also a bad quality. In another riwayat, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the most hated person in the eyes of Allah, it is a lewd, foul-mouthed person. The most hated person in the eyes of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most hated person in the eyes of Allah It is a lewd, foul-mouthed person who often uses bad words, indecent words, foul words, makes up things, and the way he says it, it comes out different. Two very serious riwayats, narration the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he speaks about. One, a person speaks and he sees nothing in what he speaks. But what is the outcome of his speech? Allah will throw him into Jahannam for that. The second one, it is that person who speaks. And whilst he speaks to make people laugh. He uses the mistakes or the shortcomings of people to make other people laugh. He makes up things about people to get a good laugh. But what is his outcome also? Destruction and curse from Allah and his messenger. Allah Rabbul Izzat, he warns us in the Quran. He says, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرُجُلُهُمْ. On that day, when their tongues, their hands and their feet, بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, their tongues, their hands and their feet, it will testify against them. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, with what they used to do in this world. Surah Yasin, Allah mentions that Allah will set a seal on your mouths on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will put a seal on your mouths and your hands will speak out against you. Your limbs will speak out against you with what you used to do in this world. Everything that a man does, it is recorded, my dear respected Muslims. So when you are told of what you did, you can't deny it. Because if you deny it, Allah will show you it. Look at right here. This is a record. This is your record. What you said, look at right here. There is no denying that. Your books are open in front of your eyes. Allah Rabbul Izzat, he says in the Quran, Qul i'malu. Qul i'malu. O Muhammad, say to them, do deeds. Hey, continue doing actions. Continue doing deeds. And Mujahid, the famous commentator of the Quran, he says, this is not a means of glad tidings. This is not a means of glad tidings that people may think that when Allah says, Kuli amalu, is glad tidings, hey, yeah, hooray, let's do things, let's do stuff. He says that this is a warning. This is a warning that Allah has given to man. Kuli amalu, do deeds, continue doing your actions. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ, that Allah will see your deeds. وَرَسُولُهُ, his messenger will see it. Well, mu'minun, and the believers will also see it. They will also see it. He says, وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَلِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. Soon, you will be returned to the one who has knowledge of the unseen things and the seen things. Soon, the time is coming close when we will return back to Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ, and Allah will inform you bima kuntum ta'lamun, with what you used to do in this world. Soon that time is coming when Allah will return you back to him. Everything which we say, every word that comes out of our mouths, every action of the hand, every action of the feet, every action of the body, it will be made manifest in front of you. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ, Allah says, we will inform you bima kuntum ta'lamun, with what you used to do in this world. Every action of man. My dear respected Muslims, often we forget about the usage of our tongues. We forget about how to speak. We forget about our choices of words. And we speak freely. Because as I said before, we have our own prerogative of doing things, ways of doing things. But that is a bad way. Our choices of words can also become a means of destruction for us, both in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah Rabbul Izzat give us the understanding of this. May Allah help us to protect ourselves. May Allah help us to protect ourselves from bringing down upon our own selves such destruction in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah help us to protect ourselves from committing any wrong acts, whether it is something small or big. May Allah bless you and I.